This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The Bloomington City Council discussed the budget and held a public hearing on the budget. Aldermen also voted to approve test wells to explore more drinking water for the city. And the council, during a work session, discussed the speed limit on a southwest side road. In the studio for our regular conversation is Mayor Terry Renner. Terry, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas, as always.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
This is the second time in 4 months the council has considered speed limits on a section of road. Aldermen voted in December to drop the speed limit on a section of Hershey Road in the northwest section of the city. How are these issues coming to the council?
Well, I think that at this point, they tend to be ad hoc. I don't think there's any organized group that citywide is attempting to question speed limits. You had people in the Spring Grove subdivision very concerned about the speed of traffic coming through on Hershey Road at their point. Our engineer has suggested that was... They did not approve of us lowering the speed limit, but this was obviously being a political decision. The council voted 9-0 to lower the speed limit from 40 to 30. And in the Fox Creek is a little different story. Fox Creek, I drove it the other night at dusk, and it's quite dangerous. And it's clearly the reason why we need to fix that bridge to provide pedestrian access, bicycle access, separate from cars. And so perhaps the short term, at least, lowering that speed limit might very well save lives. We haven't had any tragedies yet. We've had some near misses, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be proactive and act.
This is through a residential area. Are there golf carts crossing on this road as
no,
well?
No. Okay. No, well, not at the point where there's the bridge.
No,
later
no,
down.
Later down. But that's the area that you're also talking about lowering the speed
correct,
limit as well.
Correct.
Did the council come to any consensus last night, and will this appear on an agenda for a future vote?
It will appear on an agenda, probably the next regular council meeting. There seemed to be consensus on 30 miles an hour. Some were suggesting 35. The city manager's recommendation was 35. Staff recommendation was 30 miles an hour. So I think what we're going to do is bring in the 30 mile an hour, and they can do They can do an amendment to the ordinance to make it 35 if, you know, the majority shifts.
In a Facebook post, Ward 4 Alderman Amelia Burgess argues that speeds are currently set for maximum safe speeds on roads designed to encourage higher speeds without taking into account the safest speed for residents, pedestrians, or people on bikes. What do you think?
Well, I think that there's certainly some truth to that. You know, at this point, I think it depends on which areas. In some cases, our speed limits were set long ago, and they haven't been recalibrated or re-examined. So, you know, at the end of the day, we obviously want to want traffic to flow, and we also want to make sure that people are safe. As we examine our complete streets ordinance, these are other issues that we then need to think about. If we're going to be accommodating pedestrians and bicycles and mass transit and cars, I think we need to have a whole new mindset on speed limits generally. That doesn't certainly mean they go down. Probably in many cases they would, but I think we need a broader conversation about this. And I think it's also Amelia Burgess has also suggested that we change the staff traffic advisory committee to become TAC, so we have citizens on that, and then it's conducted like an open meeting, and the Open Meetings Act would apply, and there'd be public comment.
Where does that stand? I strongly favor that.
She's advocating
for a transportation advisory committee to replace the current staff traffic advisory commission.
Correct.
I think.
Correct. I strongly support that.
So this plan would be more transparent. Would it be more comprehensive, though? Would they look at sort of the entire city?
Well, that would depend on, of course, who we wind up appointing. I would certainly hope so. But let's make it clear.
And this would be a staff citizen committee?
To make it clear, we're not getting rid of the staff. Obviously, we'd have advisors, have engineers present as well. But these would be people who would be appointed, as are the commissions are, by the mayor, subject to the approval of the council. And there'd be Open Meetings Act requirements. And certainly, we can talk about the structure of the committee to ensure that it keeps this sort of macro level view in mind.
You said you were supportive. When will this come to council for a vote?
I met with City Manager Hales this morning, and it was not on the next couple agendas because there were other distractions. I don't have a strong answer, but it will be fairly soon. It may not be the next council meeting, but it shouldn't be. This is not a very difficult matter to deal with. We had a committee, the whole discussion of it. The council seemed supportive of this several months ago, so I think we're going to be moving ahead with this.
Are you hearing about other areas of the city where residents want slower speeds? Any constituents talking to you?
Oh, all the time, especially anywhere near smaller residential areas. They don't really, some places don't want 30. They would like 25. And this is going to be all part of our process of evaluating this. And in fact, another component of this is a minor component, but certainly in our historic neighborhoods, we want to make sure we preserve our brick streets. And they may cost a little bit more to fix, but they also last considerably longer than regularly paved streets. And so I think these are all variables that need to be examined. And if we've got some people who do that in a traffic advisory commission, that they can give those recommendations to the council, I think we can move forward on this.
That's Mayor Terry Renner. He's in most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The budget ticked upward a little bit from the last time council discussed it. Why?
Well, there were a couple of situations where we have transfers. We're putting more money into streets and street resurfacing. And so I think that's gone up by a couple $100,000. I just spoke with Patty Lynn Silva, our finance director, this morning. And so I think that's a good thing. We really need to even spend more on our streets and our infrastructure. The difficulty of street resurfacing, as we've said before, is that at the point that you hit somewhere around $7-8 million, that's about all we can do in a season. But we need to talk about all of our capital assets and how we move forward with streets, sidewalks, and sewers, and how we fund that.
There's also, there seems to be always be this sort of drumbeat online about taxes and fees and increasing budget. What kind of input was received last night during the public hearing?
We had two people speak who said that, but this budget does not increase.
Just two.
Two. We had no taxes and fee increases in this budget. This budget is balanced. In fact, every year since I've been mayor, our budget's not only been balanced, but we've come in under budget. We don't spend up to the limit. We've been able to increase our reserves. We got a low debt limit.
And so there's $2 million of cuts in this budget as well.
And And so you have to realize is that most of our money goes to public safety. That's our highest priority by far. So police, fire, 911 emergency service. If you also add onto that public works and trash collection and, you know, obviously snow clearance, et cetera, then you're at the overwhelming majority of the budget. So our costs are going up and there are no free lunches. At the end of the day, we've managed to make sure with cuts and some changes in moving things around, we have a budget that has no tax or fee increases. So we are hopeful that obviously we can keep that going. We want to grow the local economy as much as we possibly can so that we don't have to raise any taxes and fees. And nobody likes to raise taxes and fees.
Let's talk about the Grove subdivision. We've talked about that area of town of the city before. It's sort of the poster child in this community for why communities should be vigilant regarding sprawl. It's costing the city more to provide services to that area, services such as water and sewer, than it will ever receive from tax revenue. Alderman Scott Black brought it up last night. Is the sewer oversizing project necessary, and is it necessary now?
Well, I think it's the project is necessary. Let me just clarify. I mean, the Grove subdivision, I don't want to continue to pick on the Grove subdivision or the residents who live there.
It's not the residents' fault.
Right.
They just chose to live in an area that the city and real estate, the city approved and real estate developers developed.
Right. And we're not going to go down that path in the future. We're obviously working on infill. We know that the costs of sprawl are out there. And I think the question is, yes, the sewers are necessary. The question the council is going to need to ask is, itself and is an answer, is this the time? Does this project need to be considered in light of other priorities for, as I think Alderwoman Schmidt said, fixing what we currently have? And so I think we need to examine that. We also need to look at talk to our legal counsel, because we don't want to breach any contracts. But to what extent is this something that should be subject to some of the normal prioritization that we go through in any budget year?
What other projects in this Far East subdivision is the city on the hook for in the near future? You'd mentioned contractual obligations.
Well, the main contractual obligations now deal with trunk sewers, and those are the ones that are there. We certainly have some obligation to continue to provide some park services, and there. So we got some money for extension of bike trail.
What about roads?
And the roads also obviously are critical. I think mostly the infrastructure issue and cost, though, is related to the trunk sewers. So, again, the residents of the Grove subdivision don't have to worry. You know, you're part of our city. We are going to be sure to provide you with service and everything from 911 to, trash collection, parks. But we just know as we move forward, we're going to try to incentivize and focus upon our underperforming areas in the central part of the city or our older historic neighborhoods. And we know that the cost of sprawl are things that we can't continue to
Does it boil down to prioritization?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So those are the kinds of decisions the council will make in this budget, with this budget?
I think it was quite clear. There are several people that are interested in examining that. But we do need an opinion from our legal department as to the extent to which we don't want to be in breach of contract, right?
Sure.
So that's something that absolutely we need to examine before we go forward. Because council members can propose budgetary amendments on the floor, or the mayor has a line item veto. I am not inclined to exercise the line item veto on this. Yes, if the majority of the council does not want to delay this or reprioritize, then I'm not going to create, frankly, a second wave of a battle over the same issue by using a veto.
The council is moving forward on some infrastructure projects. Let's talk about new water wells. Mm-hmm. That was approved last night. What's happening?
Well, essentially, we're in our existing sources in Evergreen Lake and Lake Bloomington, we're digging down deeper. We're not going to be able, we're not affecting the residents who have their own current residential wells. This is not a long-term water solution. It's a sort of a short to mid-term solution to our water supply. My opinion is that the only real long-term, not the only, but the best long-term solution is for us to work with Western McLean County townships to try to tap into the Mahomet Aquifer. There is no part of Bloomington that is over the Mahomet Aquifer, and there's no land that we own that is over the Mahomet Aquifer, so we would have to make a deal with intergovernmental agreement with some of the Western townships.
These wells are drilling into the St. Peter's Aquifer.
Yes, I'm sorry, the short to mid-term solution
is
the St. Peter's Aquifer.
Will eventually be mixed with the Lake Bloomington water. And help sort of mitigate any future drought.
Right. But the long-term solution, so we are not vulnerable to drought-like conditions, needs to be the Mahomet Aquifer.
So $1.85 million contract to do those wells.
Correct. Yep.
New bridge over Sugar Creek near Linden and Empire, too. More infrastructure.
Yes, absolutely. And that's part of what we're trying to put the pun intended, pedal to the metal on infrastructure.
You're just back from One Voice. Did you get any sense on the Trump administration's commitment to infrastructure? They've talked about a trillion dollars in infrastructure.
Well, we talked to four members of the House, three of them were Republicans. We talked to both of our U.S. senators. We talked to people in the Transportation Department. The Trump budget, even some of the Republicans are saying, is dead on arrival. It calls for the elimination of the Tiger Grant. And the Tiger Grant is what we were looking for to essentially fund our Main Street Corridor project in both Bloomington and Normal. That was part of our One Voice ask. Now, we also did find out that the fast lane money, that's for the Hamilton Road extension, that's our application, that money was there and was part of a three-year appropriation. So that money is still there.
So a possibility to improve Hamilton Road if you're awarded the federal grant.
If we are awarded the federal grant, the Main Street Corridor project depends on, it's hard to imagine if, nobody could really make sense out of why the Trump administration was proposing to eliminate Tiger Grants at the same time saying they want to put $1 trillion into infrastructure. Because Tiger Grants have been wildly popular, very successful, and nobody really knows what's going on in Washington, and frankly, nobody was really making predictions. It was not a fun time to be there.
As you know, it's a full-time pundit's job to try to figure that out in D.C., and I think there are plenty of pundit job openings in D.C. to try to interpret what's going on with the Trump administration.
Right, and again, very seasoned people and seasoned staff, people like Senator Durbin, who've been there a very long time. Senator Bustos has been there for several terms. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who has been there for many terms, is I don't know what to make of this. Everything is unstable right now. And he didn't say your guess is as good as mine, but that was kind of the implication.
So let's use the old radio axiom, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Absolutely.
All right. Mayor Renner, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas. And thanks for your time for the League of Women Voters mayoral forum. That's at 6 p.m. tonight.
Great. Look forward to it.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Community's mayors join us on Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. This is GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media.